Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Pei Hei, 485. The Isser of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. That's today's Isser. Says the Torah, in Perek Tezayin, now in Parshas Re'eh, Shamoris Chodesh Aviv, guard Chodesh Aviv. That is the incumbent upon Bezdin, part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh that we discussed way back in Parshas Bo. Kiddush HaChodesh, guard Chodesh Aviv, make sure Pesach is in the proper season of the year. V'yasisa Pesach, Hashem Elokecha, make Pesach then. Ki b'Chodesh Aviv, Otsiacha, Hashem Elokecha, Mitzrayim Laila. Because that's when Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Vizavakta Pesach Lashem Elokecha, Tzonu Vakar, and you shall give a current Pesach, Tzonu Vakar, Ba'bakom HaShivchar Hashem. What is Bakar? Right, Pesach has to be from Tzon. What is Bakar? So that's a reference to the Chagiga, Rashi tells us. And then the Pasuk says, Lo sochal alav chametz. Do not eat on it chametz. Shivas yamim, tochal alav matzos. For 7 days, you should eat matzah lechem oni. Because Hashem took you out, ki b'chipazon yatzasam eretz Mitzrayim v'chulu. What does that first phrase mean? Lo sochal alav chametz. So Rashi is silent. Rashi doesn't say a word. Don't eat on it chametz. So if you say it's parallel to the second half of the pasuk, so you might say it means don't eat chametz during Pesach. Lo sochal alav chametz. But the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch understand it differently based on Chazal, based on one of the shittas of the Tanaim in the Gemara. And that is lo sochal alav chametz. Don't eat on it on the carbon Pesach chametz. When the mitzvah is to shech l'karban Pesach, which is erev Pesach after Chatzos, so then already there is an iser de oraisa of eating chametz. The iser of chametz starts before the time period of Pesach itself. Says the Sefer Achinuch, shelo nochal chametz achar Chatzos bayom. And he quotes the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Tes, Mitzvah 199, Milas Alav Shava Al Keves HaPesach. The word Alav is referring back to the Karban Pesach. Sha'achova Bisvichaso Beinar Abayim, because the Chova of its Shechti is in the afternoon, in the late afternoon actually. That's why, as we know, the Karban Tumid is usually the last Karban brought every day of the year, with one exception. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is brought earlier so that we have time for all of the Karbanos Pesach after the Karban Tumid. So it's brought that time, B'yom Arba'asar, on the 14th in the afternoon. V'yamru, Me'eshi Agiyaz Van Zvichaso, Lo Sochal Chametz. When the moment that the mitzvah comes to Shech the Karban Pesach, already on Erev Pesach, the Isser of eating chametz kicks in. Ube Psachim, and the Chinna quotes, based on the Rambam, the Gemara Masechet Psachim, which has a three-way machlokas. We will see, this is very controversial, who the Rambam holds like. But they quote the Gemara Psachim Chafres, Minayin lo'ochel chametz b'sheishos v'lamala shubalosa, say, how do we know that if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, you violate an Issur d'oraisa, sh'ne'amar lo sochal alav chametz. Do not eat on it, on the Karban Pesach chametz. V'sham nomar, and there again, we also say in Psachim in the beginning, l'kuli yama miya, everybody agrees, chametz b'sheishos v'lamal d'oraisa. Everybody agrees that there is, it's Issur d'oraisa for some reason. The Rambam's chiddush, and the chinuch follows him, is that it is a bona fide lo sa'aseh, and if somebody eats chametz on Erev Pesach, at a time when, right, this Isser applies, which is even Bizman Azeh, as we'll see, he is Chai of Malkus. We'll see others also. You have to read that Gemara that is Daraisa, but it might not flow from the Lo Saseh, but that's what the Chinuch and the Rambam hold, that this is an Isser de Oraisa. Visham number Batam Isser Achametz, Bishar Shishis, and then the Chinuch adds that we know that the rabbis added on even more than this. Chametz is Aser at Chatzos. Daraisa. But we added on 2 more hours beforehand as a harchaka yisera. Kiechid lo liga b'isser daraisa, so we don't come to the isser daraisa. So we'll have to come back to that harchaka soon. But first let's get to the Sharshia mitzvah. The Sharshia mitzvah says the Sefer HaChinuch. What's the message behind this mitzvah? So there's one message of general chametz, and then one specific to this iser. Mishar Shia Mitzvah says the Chinuch. Lefisha Inyan iser chametz bePesach, who iser chaber biyoser. The iser of eating chametz bePesach is very stringent. We had many, many mitzvahs relating to Pesach and chametz, so it was very stringent. If you may just to quote one of the sources to remind us that we've quoted before, that's the Tshuva of the Radvaz in Tuf Kufayin Zion. The Radvaz there, Rav David Ben Zimmer, is asked, late Rishon, early Achron on the border. Sha'alta mimeni odiacha daiti. I was asked, ma nishtana chametz bePesach mikol yisurim shabat Torah. Right, why is chametz different than all other yisurim? Why? She'echmir alav Torah. The Torah was so machmir by chametz. La'hatzricho bedika. You have to search and destroy. Bedika, really, Bedika's Chavetz is a Durabanan. But you have to get rid of it. Visrof Fikalei, and meaning if there's no, if you don't do Bittel Chavetz, then on a Daraisa level, you can't have Chavetz in your house. Visrof Fikalei, you have to destroy it. Vegam Bittel. Vosifu Chachamim. Latsvicha Bedika, Bechurin Vistakin, you have to search in the nooks and the crannies. Vilachapesacharav, Ulisharejoto. What is, and then, but overall, by Rabbi Yimatza, you can't even have it in your house, and it's aser bekalshu. There's no bittel when it comes to chametz on Pesach. Veinu mizbatel v'chumras keelu lo nimsu bekal isur in Shabbat Torah. You don't have any other don't find any other iser that has all of these chumras. The imishum the isbe kares. You want to say, oh, the reason it's so chamor is because there's a chiv kares. There are a lot of other isers with a chiv kares. The iser of eating chaylev, not kosher fat. The iser of drinking dam. Right, that also is a chiv karis, but you don't find these extra chumers. You can't have it in your house. It's not batel v'chulu. V'imishum to aser b'hana'ah. And if you want to say, well, it's aser b'hana'ah, hare, there are other isurei hana'ah that don't have these. Kilai ha'kerem. Shar ha'niskal. V'kam isurei hana'ah. Shalach mira Torah b'hem kolkach. You're allowed to have it in your house. V'imishum to lo bedili minei kulei shasa. And if it's that, well, you're with, you eat chametz the whole year. So that's why we have to be extra machmir when it comes to Pesach, because here, other Yisurim, you never eat pig. So you don't need extra stringencies by pig, because you're never going to come to eat pig. Bread, you eat the whole year. So, says the Radvaz, there are other examples of this too. Yayin lenazir, delo badil minei, v'hachadosh. What do you mean chadosh? Right, all grains. Delo badil minatvua, kula shasav, lo chamir kulehai. So, says the Radvaz, you can't say it's because it's a kares, you can't say it's because it's aser b'hana'ah, and you can't say it's because there is lo bedili minei. So why is this so chamor? So the Radvaz has two answers. Number one, well, it has all three. You're right, no one of them would be enough, but there's no other iser that has all three of kares and aser b'hana'ah and lo bedili minei that we are not in the practice of staying away from it. That's why the Torah and the Rabbanan follow suit to be machmir so many ways. Achas shelo nimsu b'kol yisur in Shabbat Torah sheitztarfu b'kol gimel tanoim halalu shu aser b'ana v'hu b'kares v'lo b'dili in shemine kulei shasa l'chametz novad only chametz v'kibin sheish b'chumers halalu because it's so machmir, so we add on extra chumers. The Rabbanan added on extra chumers. Number one. But then he says, but one problem with this. There is one other example that we have, and that is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also Aser B'hana'ah. Avodah Zarah is also Kares, right? Chiv Skila, right? So he says, and so do you have the parallel Chumras by Avodah Zarah? So he says, Mikamakam Arayata Roesh, Lachmira Torah Ba'akam Kuma B'chabetz. There aren't as many Chumras. Search and destroy. Let's say in Chutz Laretz. You don't have to search and destroy for Avodah Zarah. If you find it, you have to destroy it. So what's the difference? So why is Chametz unique? So he throws up his hands. The Radvaz, those who are familiar with the Chubas of the Radvaz, this is a purely halachic work. So it's fascinating that he has the following suggestions. He throws up his hands and he says, what can I do? This is my only suggestion. Adayin sorach tam, yalken ani somech hamash amru chazal, ki Chametz bepesach remez liyetzahara. Chametz is the Yetzahara, right? The Chametz rises just like the Yetzahara causes us to rise. For who sa'or shebi'isa, as the Gemara says in Brachas. For lachain, and because of that symbolism, you have to destroy it, and you can't have it at all. V'yachapis alav, b'chol machbos, v'chulu v'chulu. So that is the Radvaz highlighting the chumra nature of Chametz, but that's what the Chinuch says here. Because the Yisra of Chametz is so chabur, mitzad she'inyin zeh yisod gadol bedateinu, because it's such a yisod in our das, in our religion. Ki yitzias mitzrayim hu osu mofeis muchrach b'chidish ha'olam, yitzias mitzrayim, and belief in yitzias mitzrayim, and focusing on it, is one of the major tenets of our faith, shehu ha'amut ha'gadol, she'ol me ha'torah nismachim bo, right, more than any other event in history, we focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'yalkein, kol mitzvah shehi l'zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim, chamura aleinu, v'chaviva harbe, every mitzvah that is zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim is very stringent, and very chaviv to us. Therefore, alkein, let's finish, and then I'll come back to that line, mitzad ha'chomer ha'gadol sheba, because it's so stringent, we started even before the holiday itself. Even before Pesach. There is no parallel to this, l'chora. There's nothing to do for Sukkos. There's no mitzvah of singing a Sukkah before Sukkos. There's no Isser of singing a Sukkah before Sukkos. Nothing, any other holiday, there's nothing on Erev the holiday. Except maybe eating on Erev Yom Kippur. That might be the only parallel one has. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur might be somewhat of a kiyum of Yom Kippur. But besides that, the Isser d'oraisa of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. Pesach starts early, is it? Did Pesach start early? So either way, because of its chumra nature, maybe Yom Kippur and Pesach are the only days that we have the certain halachas that kick in even earlier. That's the message that is given here. His focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's not quoting it, but he's obviously thinking of the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, well-known Ramban, where the Ramban discusses why there are so many mitzvot, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no other event in history that's even close. Maimon Har Sinai, maybe one mitzvah. Birchas HaTorah. Adonai HaKavod, one mitzvah. Right? Zichir Yetzias Mitzrayim, 15 mitzvos. Tfilin and Pidyon HaBen and Mezuzah and Kriyashma and Pesach and Matzah, everything. So many. Why do we need so many mitzvahs? So the Rabban explains, because this was the most miraculous time period in history. And without going into it at length, we've quoted this many times in the past, the Rabban says there have been many heretics in history. Some have denied God totally. Some have said that he created the world, that he left. Some people say that he's still around, but he just is not all powerful. By performing a miracle, that one moment, that undermines all of their beliefs. That proves there is a God who is still involved and can do whatever he wants. That's why there's such a focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's was the most miraculous time period in Jewish history. So, throughout history, Hashem doesn't do nisim gluyim. That's not what he does. Hashem wants us to realize that nature is an ace. Every once in a while, Hashem will do an ace galui, but that's just to wake us up to realize that every day is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Teva is really Nisim mimushachim, nisim, miracles that happen over and over again, just what we are used to. That's the Rambam. So that's what the Chinuch says here. That's why Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a focus, and that's why Chametz is such a focus. There's a beautiful thought that Rav Warman has, the Chorin Levrachi, was nifted this past summer, from the Oros HaPesach, the Rav and Hank for many years. So he has one of his Sfarim, in the Oros HaPesach, he discusses a big Chiddush. He suggests, but really you have to say something, maybe connect to explain this idea. We say in the Haggadah, Yochol Me Rosh Chodesh, you might think that the mitzvah of CBC is Mitzrayim starts on Rosh Chodesh, Tamalomar, no, by Yomahu. Only that night. Oh, only that night, you might think it starts Bibod Yom, from Erev Pesach, Tamalomar, no. Bavur Zeh, Bavur Sheish, Bav, only in the time, Bishar Sheish, Matzah, Bar, Munach, Lefarecha. What's the Havamina? Why would we have thought that CBC is Mitzrayim starts earlier? Why would we have thought that? Suggests Rav Warman, and he quotes a number of Rayas, that really is a huge chiddush, but it fits it beautifully to our mitzvah. Really, as we know, Erev Pesach is the day of the Karban Pesach. That's the day of the Shechitas Pesach. We eat the Pesach that night, the 15th of Nisan. But really, suggests Rav Warman, the real Zman Amiti of eating Pesach is the 14th. We eat it that night, why? Because in Kachim, Halayla Holech Acher Hayom, that it follows the next day. Yes, Lamaisa, we eat the Karban Pesach at night, but conceptually, the time could be, he says, the 14th. Tehad the Pesach Necha Balel Tezvav. Ein ze mishum tezman achilasa hu betezvav. Te be'emez yudalad uzmanu hu amiti. Rak tezman achilasa hu belayla. V'gam lel tezvav? Choshev ku yudalad. Te bekachim alayla holech achar hayom. He says, and look at Meseches Pesachim, beginning of the fifth parak. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says, in Perek Elu Dvarim, the Mishnah says there are certain actions, there are certain avodos of the Karban Pesach that are docha Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we still do these avodos. Shchita, Zrika, Vachulu. Rashi there, Psachim Samachay, says, De'ef she'ela bayom. You know why you have to do these avodos today? Because all avodah has to be done by day and not by night. Ask Rav Warman, what's Rashi talking about? Oh, you have to do these avodos by day. Why doesn't Rashi say? Because tonight is the wrong halachic day. Tonight's the 15th. And you have to do the avodas on the 14th. Forget daytime, nighttime. It's the wrong day. Ah, you know what it must be? It's the right day. Because even though it's the 15th calendarically, as we call it, but by Kachim, the night follows, night goes by the previous day. That's why, right, you could burn the Hector Chalav Mevarim, you could burn it the following day. Why? The following halachic day, which is that night. Mavur Mizeh, Kivan de Bekachim, Alayla Hochach Rayom, Shuv Leel Tasvav, Nechshav Kiyom Yudalit, V'yim Kain. It's only possible because of Biyom Savoso. And there are other riots to this. But if you say this, you understand why there's an Isra of Chametz already on Erev Pesach. Because really, this is already the Zman for Karban Pesach. It's definitely the Zman for Shechitas HaPesach. He's just adding that maybe conceptually it's the time for Achilas Pesach. Time for Achilas Pesach, of course Chametz is Aser. That's why Chametz has moved up. Because it's already Pesach, so to speak. And that's why there's a Havamina of Mibod Yom by Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Because it's already the time to eat it. It's already the day of Yadal Kamash Malon. You have to do it when you have Matzah and Maror actually out. But either way, that's at a crucial point that he has relating to this mitzvah. Okay, let's get to some of the other halakas. Midini ha-mitzvah. Mashamru zechonim levracha. She'ochel chametz kol arba shos biyom zeh. As we know, lamaisa, we don't eat chametz before. The Issur d'oraisa only starts on chatzos. But we know it's bumped up 2 hours, right? The hour beforehand, this aser bahana'a. 2 hours before is already aser ba'achila, right? This is based on the Gemara, but the Rambam quotes it. I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Asru chachamim le'echol chametz mitchilas shoashishis kedei shelo yiga be'isr Torah. Chazal said you cannot eat chametz already from the beginning of shoashishis. U'mitchilas shoashishis yechametz asr ba'achila u'bahana'a. Kol shoashishis midivrei sofrim. V'shar hayom mishvias v'lamala min ha'Torah. And then he adds, ready, we bump it up 2 hours. But then the Rambam adds, shoachamishis ein ochlin bo chametz. There's during the 5th hour, and then during the 6th hour, and then comes chatzos. From Chatzos is Asr Daraisa. The previous hour, during the 6th hour, it's Asr Bahana'a Midurabanan. The previous hour, it's already Asr Ba'achila, but it's still Mutter Bahana'a. If you look closely in the Rambam seems to be Mechalek between the 2 hours, the 4th hour and the 5th hour. Sorry, the 5th hour and the 6th hour. The 2 Isurei Durabanan hours. And if you look in the Briska Rav on the Rambam, again, much discussed in the first parak in Pesachim, he points out that even though these are 2 Isurei Durabanan hours that are added on to today's mitzvah, the Isur of Chametz on Erev Pesach, they're different in what Chazal did. The hour right before Chatzos, during the 6th hour, Chazal gave Chametz the status of Chametz Bechefza. Midrabanan. But Chametz Bechefza, it is Chametz. Chametz comes early on a Durabanan level. It's bumped up an hour. The previous hour, the one before that, you're still allowed to have it in your house. It's just usher to eat. So that's a chovas gavra. In isur gavra to eat chametz. So even though they're both usher to eat, you can't eat chametz in the 5th hour, in the 6th hour, both midrabanan, they're different conceptually. The first one is just a chovas gavra. That's why you're still allowed to have it. You can give it to your dog. You could sell it. The rabbi could sell the chametz during that hour because it's still bechefza. It's not chametz yet. It's not usher yet. The next hour is a problem. And it's meduyik in the Rambam that it is two separate Isurei Durabanan. Skip to the next paragraph. And Noah Heges, Bizzachar, Medekevus, Bachamacha, Bachosman. This mitzvah applies always, men, women, even today. Even today, when we don't have a current Pesach, this Isur, Deoraisa, of eating chametz on Erev Pesach applies. The overall Zevach, Kazayas, Chametz, Achar, Chatzos, Chayav, Malkas, Ladasa, Rambam. And this is it. If you get Malkas, Q Sover, why? And now he's getting back to the Gemara. This is a Machlokas Tanoim, in Psachim, and Avchav, Chesim, Abeis. What is the halacha on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda holds this Pasuk, the bona fide Isser. Just like there's a separate Isser of eating Chametz on Pesach, there's a separate Isser of eating Chametz on Erev Pesach. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But, now the Chinuch quotes. If you look in the Ramban, the Ramban says nothing of it. The Ramban says the Rambam is wrong. We do not pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an Isser d'oraisa of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. We pasken like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says there is no Isser d'oraisa over below klum. What does that mean, over below klum? So, says the Ramban, says Tosvos, in Psachim Chavches Mabez, it's still Usser. They agree, the Ramban also agrees, that it's Usser to eat chametz after chatzos. But not because there's a losa, say that's counted as one of the 613. It's because there's a chiyuv tashbisu. There's a mitzvah saseh of destroying chametz. Memela, says the Ramban. If there's a mitzvah to destroy chametz, you obviously are not allowed to eat it, because you have to destroy it. But that's where it flows from. The isser flows from the mitzvah, says the Ramban. And that's not counted as a separate lo saseh. The Rambam argues. He says like Rabbi Yehuda. He says it's an isser daraisa with malchus. That's the Rambam. There is a fascinating balamor. Maybe one of the most fascinating balamors in all of Masechet Pesachim. A few of them. The Baal Amar holds like Reb Shimon, like the Ramban says, and that is, it's lo klum. It's not usher because of a lo sase. So why is it usher? The Ramban says it's still usher based on the mitzvah sase of tashbisu. But the Baal Amar adds in one other element, and that is, well, one way of destroying your chametz is by eating it. Ein lecha hashbasa gdola mizu, says the Baal Amar in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Daf Yarif. So therefore, says the Baal Amar, it is usher. You know, it's not usher. There is a mitzvah of tashbisu. You have to destroy the chametz. But flowing from there does not come in isser achila, because you could get rid of it by eating it. But the Ramban and Rov Rishonim argue with that Baal Amar, and they say no, it's already usher to eat because you have a chiyuv to get rid of it. But that's an important machlokas. Again, lemaisa, they both agree. Everybody agrees that chametz, except the Baal Amar, Tosfos, the Ramban, that chametz is usher already Erev Pesach at Chatzos. The machlokas is Why is it usr? Is it usr because of a lo sase? That's what the Rambam holds, and that's why this is the mitzvah in Tav Pei Hei. While the Rambam and others say it's no, it's just based on the ase of tashbisu. And after quoting this whole machlokas, according to the machlokas tanoim in Psachim, the chinuch ends off. Hat aznecha b'ni. Turn your ear, my son. V'shma divrei chachamim. Listen. I don't know if he says this any other time. We haven't had this too often. Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim im v'kulam ner. He said, usually, the chinuch would say that the Rambam's right, or say, I'm going like the Rambam, even though I don't understand his words here. But here he quotes, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Really, the Rambam and the Ramban, they both are entitled to their opinions. V'dak yesh b'torah shivim panim v'kulam nechochim. And in Torah, there are 70 faces, as we know, shivim panim la'torah, and they are all correct. So we know this is the only area of study that there are multiple truths in halacha. Elu ve'elu, we might pask in one way. Bezin, here you bana base some interim. Bezin comes, we're going to have to figure out, do you get malchus? Do you get malchus for somebody who eats chametz on Erev Pesach? That's an afkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. But either way, in terms of conceptual validity, so elu ve'elu, devrei elokim chayim, as the Baskol said in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, relating to Beishamai Beis Hillel. Elu ve'elu, even though we pass on Beis Hillel, but there's still elu ve'elu. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue with other karbanos related halachas coming up in the next couple that we have left here in Parshas Re'eh.